The one we have in France is confidential. It was like a small scene. It was nobody knew about it. Cream magazine and everybody else didn't give a, you know, they thought it was really stupid. But it was, I will say, you know, when we say important, what was important was the fact that it was a very creative epoch that was not, you know, recognized. Now, we all want to think that it made the white stripes and the other people happen. I think some people would really like to believe that more than some others. You know, I wouldn't go that far with it, but I will say that it was this period of true creativity in Detroit music that was important. Not many people knew what was happening. You know, we have to admit what lasted out of it. At the time, the punk scene was in full swing, and it was New York and London that were the main centers, you know. But what I want to come back to Detroit, what's wonderful about Detroit and what you said about Scott Singh, we had to go out and find it ourselves, and that is so Detroit to me. That is, Detroit is do it yourself, and that's probably what creativity is about, problem solving. And that was just the first bit they did that people in the music scene and everyone in Detroit did. The first bit is problem solving. How do I get to do what I want to do? Nobody's there to tell me I can't do it. And then, you know, and it goes on from there.